Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe McKinney Show.
Have you with me.
855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, just be part of the solution, right? No, I mean that sincerely. Once you're part of the solution, I want you to get engaged, I want you to get informed. So I've asked Carrie Quashin of, you know, Action Family Counseling to join me again tonight. And the reason for that is over the last week or so, in my capacity, official and unofficial, as a school board member, I've been talking to parents and kids, for that matter, about the fentanyl issue. What I find extremely, and I mean extremely, interesting, is parents are in denial. And we're talking about a drug, no matter how you look at it, no matter what you want to say about it, the drug is designed to immediately addict you. However, if you have 1 grain too much, and I'm really not embellishing here, I'm not exaggerating. If you go 1 or 2 grain too much, you could die. You could instantaneously die. And I wish parents would take it more seriously. So, Carrie and I, when we talk about this not being your grandfather's dope. Things are so different now than they were in the late 60s and 70s. Stuff is so much more, more potent. This isn't a reefer madness moment. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to make you look crazy, right? Not tell you that every drug you take makes it like nuts. And I think there's a real danger here. And when you're talking about drugs, when you're talking about this kind of stuff, and over-exaggerating, we can't do that. These kids are too smart. They get too much information off the internet. You got to make sure that the information we're giving them is true and correct and something that they can really back up by going to the internet. You know what I'm saying? That's really where I want to be with them. So like I said to you, I asked Carrie to join me again, as I had a couple times. We've got Halloween coming up. What do you need to be looking for? Now, I know some of you go, oh, Joe, we've been through this in the 70s. Remember, there was a razor blades and this and that. Yeah, I got that. It's not the 70s anymore. We're not worried about razor blades anymore. We got other stuff to worry about right now. And again, as I said, razor blades ain't one of them. Right? So I understand history in October 17, 1992. Joe Biden laid the first cornerstone of the White House. Just kidding. I couldn't give that one up. Somebody sent me that one. But really, in all seriousness, I got a couple of minutes. I thought I'd have some fun with this. Construction of the White House, today is a global symbol of American power, began today. Well, not today, in 1792. James Holman was an Irish-born trained architect. He lived in South Carolina at the time. He won the design competition for the White House. It was planned to construct under the personal supervision of President George Washington. Yeah, really. Hovind had arrived in the United States in 1785. His vision for the neoclassical mansion was selected by Congress over several designs, including one submitted by Thomas Jefferson. Right? Apparently, he was inspired by the Palladian style of the Leinster House in Dublin. He was Irish, obviously. Washington announced on January 24, 1791, that a new capital city, a District of Columbia, would be built upon 100 square miles of land around the Potomac and Costa rivers. So, again, this is the reason I'm hitting these history things. I'm tired of the misinformation that's going on around. You need to look it up. You need to make sure you understand and know what's going on, right? Planners named the city of Washington, D.C. in honor of the war hero and father of the country. President's proclamation included plans for an executive mansion. Washington Pierre Charles L'Enfant, the French planner of the federal city, chose this site for the residents, right? I mean, if you really think about it, again, they're thinking back then, so far forward. The only thing we think far forward with in this country is when it comes to, you know, when it comes to putting us in debt. They don't really care about much anything else, seriously. So, the name of the mansion was officially changed to the White House by President Theodore Roosevelt on October 12th in 1901. You know, I guess they called it before that, they called it the executive. See, you tune in, you learn something. You know what I'm saying? I guess at one point they just simply called it the executive mansion. I don't know, I guess that's okay, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The slaves along with paid labor. See, this is what I always love too. You hear the 1619 history says that the White House was built by slaves. Okay? Slaves along with paid labor were used to clear the land for the city and help construct the new mansion. Right? It was coated in white lime in 1798. Gave it more of a distinct true white color. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go, but Kerry Carson joins me right after the break. You got to know about the fentanyl. You have to have a clue. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-332-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way you can fix things. You need to get informed, then you need to engage, and that's how you make things better. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, Halloween's coming up. I know we've been hearing this garbage since the 70s, where you got to watch your kids' candy, you got to watch out what they're bringing home. In the 70s, it was razor blades. Now, not so much. Terry Caution joins me, as he does from time to time. I always love when he's on with me. A couple of weeks back, we were talking about the fentanyl issue and that kind of thing. Gary joining me tonight because we're going to talk about Halloween candy. How you doing, Gary?
You know what? I'm good, Joe. How about yourself?
Yeah, I heard you just, you just celebrated your 29th birthday for the, 20th time or something like that?
Joe, 22.
Anyway, well.
I am, please.
So listen up. The Halloween's coming up, and you and I have been talking about this for a couple of days now, and I was talking about how, you know, kids, and we'll get to the older kids in a second, but the younger kids, parents really need to, with some of the candy that's out there that really isn't candy, parents really got to keep an eye out for the candy. Talk about this a little bit. Tell them what to look for, and, you know, this is, you're not overblowing this in any way, shape, manner, or form, are you?
No. You know what? Used to be, like you were saying, we worried about razor blades and stuff like that, but there's so much stuff out there right now. And, you know, I was talking to somebody who was saying, you really believe people are going to put drugs in candy? I mean, today, in today's world, you just don't know. So I wouldn't take anything for granted, number one. I would be cautious and careful no matter what. If I don't want to, I would never say take away Halloween from children because it's a holiday that children love, but they must be supervised by an adult. I mean, every candy that they get, I'm sorry, but it needs to be spilled on a table, and parents need to go through it. We can magnify the glass today because if you watch the news, people, I mean, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. But fentanyl, they're finding fentanyl in Skittle bags now. It's rainbow fentanyl, and it's deadly. Now, like I said, I would surely hope that it would never, ever hit one of our kids that are trick-or-treating, but just on the safe side, you got to be really careful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, any candy at all. First of all, any cookies or baked goods, throw away. Period. Any loose candy, throw away. I mean, we just had an incident here in Santa Clarita where a kid, a youngster, 11 years old, actually found a gummy bear at his house, brought it to school, and shared it with him. That was a gummy bear, 100% THC. He had a real crisis with a couple of these children. This is an almost everyday occurrence when it comes to hospitals. You're seeing young kids that are picking up fake goods or gummy bears that are from their mother, father, older brother, sister, uncle, aunt, and the kids to handle it, and they're going into some kind of psychosis and paranoia, and then they end up in the hospital. So it's not so much that I'm worried about fentanyl. Of course I am, because one bad piece of candy and these kids die, but there could be gummy bears. It could be any kind of stuff right now. So when I'm saying to any parent, if it's not in a bag, that's straight from a store, that's sealed like it would come out of Walmart, it's in the trash can. We don't take any risks today. So it's in the trash can. So that means when your kids are going trick-or-treating and they go, ooh, and they reach in the bag and grab a piece of candy, we don't want that. We want the candy to come home, we put it on a table, we want to go through every piece of the gum.
Yeah, that's, you know, it is tough to do. The kids are out there. I'm not telling you not to do it, but, you know, the kids are out there. You've got to keep an eye on them while you're with them, you know, walking the streets, walking out there with everybody. Otherwise, it's nothing for them to grab something out of the bag and quickly shove it in their mouth. It's not cute. It's not funny. And, you know, I don't want to turn this into, you know, the razor blades of the 70s. But
no, you're right.
Yeah, but to a degree, you almost have to treat it that way because you need to look at that candy before they shove it in their mouths, don't you?
Well, imagine if somebody a little bit crazy out there and thought it would be cute to put a gummy bear in there or a couple gummy bears in it with one of those gummy bears that's loaded with THC, and a 6-year-old or 7-year-old eats it. I'm sorry, I don't care what you believe about THC, that kid's going to end up in the hospital, and we don't want to risk that. Let's say somebody who's sicker put something in there and put in it. I mean, you don't know, it's one of the number one killers in there, and a kid takes it. Then it's not about PR anymore, it's about somebody that died. So we have to be extra careful in these times. It's not like it used to be. It's a lot different today, and the drugs are a lot more serious and deadly.
Yeah, it is so. I got to tell you, I've been talking to a lot of parents. Even today, I did a forum where we were talking about fentanyl and talking about Halloween, the whole nine yards. And I could see two of the parents were kind of, you know, with the facial expressions, they were poo-pooing what I was saying. And I'm thinking, look, I'm not here telling you don't take drugs. You mean you make it sound like I'm doing a Just Say No campaign. This is not the 70s or 80s. Things have changed dramatically, and you need to pay attention.
Exactly. You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine in California News. All the news is going to do stories on Halloween and what to be careful for. Every school is doing something right now on fentanyl. I'm speaking in elementary school district this week about fentanyl and about gummy bears. I mean, it's something we need to pay serious attention to. The drugs that are out there today, Bill, just here, let's just look at it for a second. You have over 100,000 people that died by accident this year, in the last 12 months.
Wow.
By accident, from taking a drug, and most of those from taking a drug that they didn't even know they would take. They bought some kind of drug on the street, thought it was a pill, or they thought it was a meth or ecstasy or whatever it is, and it wasn't. It was fentanyl, and they ended up dead. They say it's the number one killer right now. From 18 to 45, and I say that's crap. It's more like 16 to 45. I mean, it's every single drug out there today that is bought on the internet, or a child, teenager buys on the web, internet, school, anywhere. They're not real. They don't write. Doctors don't write prescriptions anymore. So almost every single pill out there right now is counterfeit.
So you made with. Yeah, but don't go over that. Don't go over that so fast. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the fact that the doctors are cut back on the opiate prescriptions, which is driving the sales up. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Show me your.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are excellent. Experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. That game slated for just after 10 o'clock Eastern time from Qatar. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
That's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really the only way to make this happen. Get informed, right? And then, and I'll tell you, before I bring Carrie on, I'm the perfect example of that. And I didn't do it on purpose. I went to an event to get informed on this fentanyl thing. And I didn't, again, I thought I was just going to another, a drug panel, right, to talk about how it's affecting the schools and the community and what have you. And I went there and I got informed. And I got real information. And I was able to take that information back and get things rolling at my school district so people would understand what was going on and how serious this was. This wasn't something you just blow off. This was something you really had to pay attention to, learn about, and then now while there, you could actually impart that information to others and maybe save a kid. It's really that simple. Kerry Kawashin joins me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling. Always appreciate his time with me. We bring him on from time to time for a reality check. And, Kerry, thanks for being with me.
No, it's always my pleasure, Joe. I can do.
Well, you know, again, you bringing me to that event and then imparting that information out. We have other people now that have jumped on the bandwagon. And the area we live in, without giving it totally away, the area that we live in some areas, let's just say that they are very well off. And,
right.
Yeah, and you're seeing kids. Now, you told me something about the break. I didn't know. The area we live in has more, you know, young people fentanyl deaths than any place else in Los Angeles County, correct?
Yeah, we're actually the hotbed number one right now.
Wow.
I was 24. I think it's at 25 now in the last 12 months.
Now,
that's
death.
Confirmed death, Joe. There's more, trust me.
Yeah, well, it's tough because everybody wants to run away from it and not really admit that, A, that they have it, and, B, that it has to do with us. You know, everybody wants to kind of go, well, we don't know if that was one of ours. And they go, yeah, nobody cares. Kids are dead. Let's deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, let's figure out what to do with it.
And you know what? I've been screaming for quite a few years that it's coming because, you know, I've been out there trying to treat people for substance abuse and alcoholism and mental health now for going on 40 years. So I've seen all the trends. I've seen when the pot wasn't much of anything to where it's at now. I saw the cocaine. I saw the meth. I saw the heroin. And then I watched the opiate explode, and I watched the fentanyl come. So, I mean, it's Yeah, I mean, I've been like screaming for you. You've heard me for the past 5 years. Right. We're going to have more deaths in this country than any other drug. It's going to be worse than the 70s. And opiates and fentanyl is going to kill people. And now we're here.
Oh, no, so you have been saying that for quite some time. All right. One of the reasons I reached out to you, because you're the expert and I'm not. So I had a caller call the show the other night. And he wanted to go through all this marijuana stuff with me and talk about how it's not a jump-off drug, that we really should legalize it. We should legalize all kinds of drugs. And I'm going, dude, I've seen what these drugs are doing to these young people. And I'm not talking about the stuff they tried to shove down your throat in the 70s. I mean, physical changes to the brain. This stuff is so much more potent than it was before. You know, in my day, you smoked a whole joint and all you did was fall asleep. Remember, it didn't make you groggy and goofy. That's all it did. Now it's a whole different animal. So start off with the jump off drug, because they say that's not true.
Well, here's the deal. Everything's a gateway drug, and here's what I mean by that. When we're young, we have what you call contracts. When I grow up, I want to be a cop, or I want to be a vet, or I want to be a fighter or a model. Those kind of things, and they change consistently. Then we have what you call other contracts. When I grow up, I will never. Remember those, Joe?
Yep.
I will never smoke cigarettes. My grandfather died of cancer. I'm never going to drink. My dad's drank to, you know, an alcoholic, that kind of stuff. And we have these contracts, and we really mean them. When I grow up, I'm not going to do that. And as we're growing up, things happen. All of a sudden, we're in middle school, and we look over there, and there's Joe and Tom and Rachel and Bill, and they're hanging up on by the wall, and they're smoking or vaping nowadays, and it's starting to look cool and exciting, and people, you know, kids are trying to fit in anyways, so they walk over there, and they start hanging out. Now they're with the cool people, and somebody says, hey, Joe, here, smoke some of this, or have a vape. I mean, vape this is only tobacco. And it's a commitment we made to ourselves when we were young. We weren't going to do that because we know it causes cancer. I mean, cigarettes, heck, says it on the box. So, I mean, literally, most cigarette boxes say something like this. The Surgeon General, who's the Surgeon General? Top doctor. Has determined, it doesn't say maybe, that smoking causes, then it says lung cancer, emphysema, and other stuff. So that's what says on the box. And people, so when somebody asks a child, they said, do you want to hit? Most kids will say no. But they're there every day. And they're getting desensitized. And all of a sudden, one day they go, what the heck? They take a hit. They just broke a contract they made when they were little. So what do? I'm only vaping. It's only a cigarette. I won't smoke weed. But dude, it's legal. It's natural. God put it there. And they start convincing themselves that, you know what, maybe it's not a drug and it's not a gateway. And they take a hit. What did they just do? Not only did they break a contract, but they just smoked something, ate something, vaped something that made them feel different and better than anything they've ever felt before. And now, not only that, they're part of something. That group of kids. Now, if they have an addictive personality and they smoked it and they liked it, or they ate it and they liked it, they're already screwed. Because it made them feel so good. How are you going to tell them that it's bad? So how do they clean that up, Joe? It's pretty simple. It's only pot. I'll never use other drugs. And they mean it. But they're already breaking contracts. So they go to a party, they smoke a little bit of weed. They drink a little bit of tequila, and somebody says, well, want to try this? What is it? It's meth. Oh, no, I'll never use hard drugs. They smoke a little bit more weed. They drink a little bit more tequila. And they say, what the heck, and they take a hit. And if they have an addictive personality, they're done and ready. Because they smoke something and made them feel, it made them feel different and better than anything they ever felt before. It's a shortcut to the pleasure zone of their brain. So if somebody says that marijuana is not a gateway drug, well, they should probably be in a mental institution, because not only is marijuana a gateway drug, so cigarettes, so is vaping, so is alcohol. Anything, the first contract that we break is what it is. And today, with the kind of drugs that are out there, they're all deadly.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I mean, tell me one drug that's not physically and emotionally addictive today. Tell me one. You can't. They all are.
Yep.
But even better than that, I was dealing with a 19-year-old girl a couple of months ago, and she was having extreme panic attacks, extreme anxiety attacks, showing signs of psychosis, and it was from THC. When she stopped smoking it, she got very sick, very paranoid, very psychotic, and we had to get her some help. And I'll tell you, I deal with that more than I even want to think about. Then we had another one that I couldn't put in rehab, a 20-year-old. I couldn't put her in rehab because she would not stop throwing up for 2 days. Ended up in the ER. They gave her all kinds of meds. It got worse. And they had to admit her to the hospital and give her fluids and stuff. They finally had stopped it, and the doctor was telling us, that's 8 to 9 kids a day. Not kids, people, a day. Chronic throwing up from THC. And if you don't believe me, Google it, people. It's out there. I mean, it's a condition. So there's so many different things. And even worse, I've put more people in the last year in, I hate to say it, psychiatric facilities, especially young people, from this high-grade THC they're vaping and eating than I've ever done in the last 30 years, Joe.
Well, but so, I don't want you to jump over the vaping thing, right? Because you and I have been talking about this for a long time. And, you know, the kids, the parents believe that the kids are better off vaping because at least they're not smoking cigarettes and they're not doing this and they're not doing that. But the vaping is a gateway. They think it doesn't bother them. They think it's not hurting them. And now they've learned how to put all kinds of stuff in there, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? They're vaping everything in there. The THC. I mean, they're vaping THC in schools with that right now. Every time somebody gets caught, they come to my group. Oh, you had a vape. Oh, yeah, what was that? THC. So, but this is not the marijuana from back in the 80s.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. All right, we're going for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Kerry Quashin right after this.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe, this is your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. That's fighting music. Okay, that's music that says, I'm willing to fight for you. I'm willing to get in there and fight for you, but I'm not willing to, like, do it without you understanding, being involved and engaging. Got to engage. So let me bring it back on. Kerry Quashin joins me, as he does from time to time. He is the founder of Action Family Counseling. I mean, it's not just a drug rehab, okay? You people, you know, Kerry, the problem I have is sometimes when I talk to people about drugs, they go, yeah, you know, those druggies, they want to be there, they get hooked, they need to learn how to quit. Well, okay, not that easy all the time. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids have other issues going on that they need to work through first before you can get rid of the drug issue.
But,
right? I mean, I'm not that far off.
Oh, yeah. No. Sadly, you know, they start using drugs at such a young age that they emotionally stop growing, meaning they don't know how to deal with happy with being sad without getting high. They get a feeling of being sad, and they run to a drug, or if they're angry, or if they're having anxiety, if they get pissed off, if their feelings are hurt. So, and that's what we're, it's crazy because when we put somebody in a drug rehab, we don't really got to teach them how to stop using drugs. Don't use drugs. Pretty simple, right? No. Because now they have to, now they got to deal with life on life terms, and they have to deal with each of those feelings that they ran to drugs for the past how many years. So when somebody gets depressed and they're coming off drugs, they get an obsession or an urge to get high because they don't know how to deal with being depressed.
But Gary, that's coping skills. Cope, just simple coping skills. We're not teaching our kids how to push through things. And if they can't push through things and they get wigged out, it's time to take the pill.
Well, Joe, how can we? I mean, let's think about it for a second. We talk about this every time I come on, but I think we need to talk about it forever. Let's pick a normal 14-year-old child. They ready to go to bed. The last thing they do at night is they pick up their phone, and they're on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, face-to-face, FaceTime with their friends saying goodnight. So they go to bed with their friends. First thing they do when they wake up in the morning, almost every 14-year-old, is check their social media. Say good morning to their friends. I'll see you in a little bit at school. They walk out of the bedroom. Maybe mom and dad's home. They say hi, go to school. So now they go to sleep with their friends. They wake up with them. Now they're in school with them for another 6 or 8 hours. And they come home to who? In most homes, if mom and dad are living together, they're both working. So they come home to who? People say nobody. That's not true. To their friends, either in person or on person on their internet or phones. So mom or dad comes home. And they say, hey, Johnny, how was your day? It was good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I've done it. Are you hungry? I ate. And that's the conversation. Then the child goes back to his room, and what's he doing? He's on his computer or cell phone, FaceTiming his friends again. So the average child is spending somewhere between 2 and 10 minutes, we'll make it a little better, 2 and 20 minutes a day with their families.
Wow.
And 16 hours a day with their friends. So if they're connected now to their friends, so connected, how can they be connected to family? They only got them for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So the kids that used to feel guilty because they didn't want to hurt mom and dad, they didn't want to do anything bad, right now are more apt to make their friends happy than their parents. They want to please their friends.
Wow.
So that guilt thing that they used to feel, it's not there anymore. So they make different decisions. So the kids that are kind of on the fence, I mean, you guys, let's put it to this way. Let's break categories of children just really fast. The high-risk kids, no matter what kind of a parent you are, they're gonna get in trouble, ditch school, have fights, steal, maybe use drugs, drive fast. That's the smallest category of children. The next category is your high achievers. They know what they want to do. They want to be police officers, go into the military, be lawyers and doctors, and they're going to work their way to do that. The largest group is the next group. And those are what I call the fence sitters. They don't really know which way they're going to go. And with so much peer pressure that is out there today, we're losing those kids, Joe. Those are the kids that are making bad choices because they're so involved with their friends, so not involved with their families.
You know, it's really funny you should say that because it's one of the things I talk about on a regular basis where parents aren't engaged. And I say, look, in the 70s, yeah, okay, drugs were prevalent. All that was prevalent. There were a lot of things that we didn't do because why? We had an accountability to family. Most of us, now, look, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. I didn't, you know, a lot of issues in my life when I was growing up. But we had dinner together a lot. And then we definitely had dinner together over the weekends together. That was almost a mandatory thing. So there was an accountability issue there somewhere. There were people you had to look in the eye and lie to them and tell them how great things were going in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They don't have, to your point, they don't have that. It's now their friends. This is their accountability group.
When they're having dinner together, they're not freaking together. You better go to a freaking restaurant and take a peek. You got a mom and a dad, let's say, together with one or two kids. You'll see mom posting pictures of the dinner and wanting to see how many likes she's got. Little kids are texting each other or friends out there, and dad's in space. So even when we're together, we're not really together. So, I mean, if you're going to have dinner, if you're going to sit down and have dinner with your kids and family, which I surely hope you're doing, put your freaking phone down and be present. Be part of his life or her life right then and there. Be there. Be present.
All right.
Because when we're together, we're not. Scary stuff.
The questions that have been asked to me as a school board member, I don't have an answer for them. You know, the funny thing about it, they think we know everything about everything. We don't. We're experts in getting the votes we needed to get on there. We're not experts on this other stuff. So, you know, I look at a guy like you and I go, okay, you deal with these kids. You've dealt with them from junior high school all the way through high and even afterward. How do we get to these kids? How do you open up the conversation with them? How do you help them?
First of all, you start when they're young. I don't care if they're in kindergarten. Start then, because if we don't hardwire our children to understand what's bad in life, I mean, we want to teach them about drugs, of course. We want to teach them about sex. We want to teach them about dating. We want to teach them about violence. We want to teach them respect. But and right now, I mean, we are, I hate to say it, folks, but we're in a crisis when it comes to drugs. It's probably the largest epidemic we've ever had in history. I mean, you think over. I mean, think about it. If you turned on the TV and you heard, "Wow, 100,000 people are getting shot in the streets this year." I mean, you're going to freak out, and over 100,000 kids are dying from drugs. So it's kind of, we have to start young, Joe. We have to start when our kids are just able to understand what's going on, and the message should not be fentanyl's bad. Heroin. They know that. It's got to be all drugs are dangerous, especially today. I don't care what it is. We're finding freaking fentanyl in every drug out there today.
Wow.
So if a child goes online and buys a Percocet because somebody, or an Adderall because somebody told them you'll be able to study long better, they're taking fentanyl. So the message we need to give people today, not just kids, but anyone, is all drugs.
I'm losing you.
I'm losing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Yeah, so the message we need to give is, and it needs to start young. I mean, I hate to say it, it's not the school's responsibility. I have three kids. When they were growing up, it was my responsibility. It starts at home. I would hope the school supports that, but it starts at home. It's our job to teach our kids right and wrong. It's our job to teach kids what's dangerous and what's not. It's our job to have a conversation about sex more than once. It's our job to talk to our kids about drugs. And it's our job as parents to freaking hardwire them what's right and what's wrong.
I totally agree with you, but I'm on board with you in understanding that all these parents don't want to talk to their kids, especially about that stuff. They're petrified to learn what their child might be doing.
They shouldn't be parents. I'm sorry, but if you're adult enough to make a baby, be adult enough to be a mom or dad.
Yeah.
I mean, having children is not being a mom or dad. Doing the hard stuff is.
Yeah.
Being a parent, yeah. We got to do some hard stuff.
Yeah.
And have hard conversations.
And the one I know that blows you up, because it blows me up too, is don't be your kid's friend, okay? First of all, it's really freaky that you'd want to be, you know, 40-year-old person wants to be a friend with a 15-year-old. You know, that's not where you need to be. You need to be the parent. You need to be the one that says no. You need to be one to work through the issues, correct?
Yeah, we parents and kids are not equal. I mean, I'll always be my kid's dad. I'm not their friend. I'm their dad. I mean, now they're older and I could buddy up with them a lot more, but you know, when they were growing up, they needed, I wanted them to love me and like me, but they needed to respect me first as their father. I mean, that's my job.
Yeah, I always joke with my kids that, you know, I wouldn't have chose you for a friend. mean, seriously. Okay? Yeah. I love you to death, but I want to show you for a friend. All right, quickly, tell people where they can get more information about you and your organization.
Well, either Action Family Counseling or Action Drug Rehab.
Double C, your host, you got me.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?